I did not plan on making a podcast this morning. I caught my daughter's cold, and so I think I have a fever, which might be why I'm making a podcast that's so wild. But this is kind of typical Tara, I guess. At my bottom, I'm like, oh, let me just make a podcast about something that's extremely difficult and controversial. But people that know me probably wouldn't expect it any other way. So I'm laughing and I have humor, but that's more just like my divine side, I guess. My human side, my humanness understands that what I'm talking about is super difficult. I found out yesterday that there might have been an incident when I was really, really young that is questionable. And, you know, it's just so wild to me that we block out such areas of our lives. And when we're super young, we don't really remember any of that anyway, especially if it's traumatic in any way, shape, or form. So it's like, how many times have I been assaulted and I don't know it? Like, I'm extremely serious about that question, 100%. And take it how you want. Like, if you want to judge me, if you want to look at me some type of way, like, that's fine. But it's a really logical question for me, and that's sad, but it's true. And how many times have I been assaulted that I don't know? And it's hard for me to sit with that because I understand energy so much. And so all of that is still stuck inside me, and it's just buried really, really deep. Because just because you don't know something happened doesn't mean that it didn't happen. And it doesn't mean that that version of you at that age wasn't scared and that it wasn't traumatic in some way, shape, or form for them. So therefore, I honestly believe that all of our traumas do matter. And I guess I have to figure out how to clear that energy without knowing, or accept the fact that I'm going to know what I'm going to know in this lifetime. And just like this situation, things will come to me and I'll heal them in the manner that I'm supposed to, because that's the divine plan and that's the way it is. So it can't be any other way than how it is, or else it would be that way, right? We make our choices and we are able to shape the future. But as far as the past goes, the only way to heal it is to, I guess, go back in and talk to those versions of you. So I'm going to have to just go back in and talk to 5-year-old Tara and have a little conversation with her and give her some love, I guess. And maybe that's how I heal without knowing. Maybe I just go back in and hang out with each version of myself, you know, and listen to them and hear what they have to say. But that's scary. It really is, you know. You really never know, like, what's going to happen and what you're going to get. And I guess I'm going to have to really think about this. But at this point, for me, yeah, things sting a little bit. And, you know, it does make me sad for myself at those ages, I guess. But I'm also able to look at things extremely logically, and that's a gift. And so because I can do that, I'm able to really look at situations and figure out, how can we make it better in the future? What can we do differently? How can we make this not such a thing? Because if I'm being completely honest, I don't know who's listening to this specifically. I know what states and what areas you're in, but I don't know who listens to this. But I will say that if there are any women, most women that I know have been assaulted at least once in their life. Most. I think that there has been specifically one person in my whole life, who's a woman, who told me that she was never sexually assaulted as a child and she was just really lucky. And I can't even believe that I met someone like that, because I, you know, I ask questions and I talk to people. I'm pretty much always deep, and I always have been. I've never been someone to kind of sugarcoat things or to not talk about hard topics. And I ask questions. So most people have told me that they have been assaulted at least once. But most women, I would say, are probably like me, where they probably don't specifically know, because a lot of people have been assaulted a lot of times. And I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm just saying that, like, it's just crazy. It really is. And so when I'm trying to think of a solution, I'm thinking of the fact that people assault that have been assaulted. So if we could start there and really, really work with children who are assaulted, but work with them in a different manner of maybe having a conversation just like this. I mean, not just like this, but having an intentional conversation and having follow-up, you know, not just leaving it alone. Because what happens is someone gets assaulted and they're a child. And because you're a child, it's very, very, very confusing when someone is doing something to you that feels good, but yet it feels bad, then you don't understand really what's happening. And when you're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, it's hard. You don't, anytime you get raped, it's hard. Honestly, anytime you get assaulted, it's hard. I'm not saying just as a child, but when you are a child and it's very confusing for you, then it creates a problem. It really does. And it looks different for everyone. So I'm going to be a little vulnerable here. I have been in very unhealthy relationships, and I have watched very unhealthy porn, and I have had situations that are just not healthy. And this happened because I had a very skewed vision of what love was and what intimacy was, because my whole life I had these really weird circumstances. And so when I was growing up, I just didn't really understand how I was supposed to feel sexually. So for me, it felt good to not be respected or to not know my worth, or just so many different things. And I'm not going to get into like super detail about that, obviously. But it's so different now. And now, to me, sex is something that's sacred, literally sacred. And I won't even kiss someone. I won't even hold hands with someone unless I plan on being with them for a long time. And the reason is I know how sacred my body is. And just because other people felt like it was okay to use and abuse me my whole life, it doesn't make me any less than anyone else. And it doesn't make my body or myself any less valuable than anyone else. And, you know, I have to remember that, because it's not the best feeling, you know, all the time to just know that your body has just been whatever. And it can feel really lonely, and it can feel painful, I guess, but it's part of my story. It's part of who I am. I've learned, I've grown, and now I'm able to really advocate for multiple different things. I think that children should have a better understanding of the things that I'm speaking of in this podcast, so that maybe we can stop people from turning into people who are hurt children. And I would rather pour time into someone and into a preventative, as opposed to pouring in time to broken children and a broken system. And I, you know, I know this is controversial, and I just ask that you really look at things with an open mind and try to think about someone that you love. Or maybe if you're a man, ask a woman that you know that you love, ask them if they've been assaulted before and hear their story. If you're a woman, ask the men around you if they've been assaulted before. This doesn't discriminate at all. There's so many men that I know also that have been hurt. And it's not okay, and it's not fair. And, you know, you don't have to sit with that by yourself. You're not a bad person. Your body's not bad. You were a child. And this is an exercise that I do all the time. I have a hard time thinking of myself sometimes. So what I will do is I will think of myself at an age. So let's say age 5. I will think of my child, or I'll think of another child, or just talking to a child. And what would I say to them? What would I say to that child? And I would say to them, it's not your fault, and you're okay, and you're safe, and we're going to work through this together, and I love you. And there would be so much more. There really would. But then we have to look inward and say those things to ourselves, because if you're a boy and you were touched, that doesn't make you gay. It doesn't make you anything. If you're a girl and you were touched, it doesn't make you gay. It doesn't make you straight. It doesn't make you anything. It means that there was an adult that was sick and they used your body in a way that they shouldn't have. And it's very hurtful for you. And it needs to be worked out, period, the end. Or at least acknowledged so that you can heal. And that's where I'm at with this. I am going to acknowledge it. I'm going to talk to that age of myself, and I am going to work through it because I'm strong and I have the skills to navigate this. I have been here before and I will be here again. I am a divine feminine. You know, I don't let stuff like this stop me, and I don't let it get me down. I'm going to heal, and I'm going to help other people heal. And that's the magic in it.